Vinnie Cummins on a point of clarification. I'll hold the microphone, Vinnie. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, Liam.
I didn't let one fall yet.
You made a good effort though. But Liam, just on the way back, I want to ask you, what was your experience of the whole loss?
I thought it was great camaraderie, Vincent, and great bonding, and I thought it was top notch, really.
Good, good. There's one thing that really, really fascinates me tonight, and I just know you with your positivity.
Don't forget, Vinny, I decide whether this goes up in line or not. Come on. We'll work away, yeah.
But anyway, them trousers that you're wearing, the Moulin Rouge trousers.
Moulin Rouge, yeah.
Right? Okay. How long do you have them?
I got them in Sheen's Christine in 84.
I thought, I knew when I saw them someplace.
Yeah.
Well, they're
yeah.
the ones hanging out with the car when we were yeah. down with Gilly.
Correct. Correct.
In Innes.
Correct.
When we were top of the wedding.
Not a load of the back in size, but I think they're back in fashion. I'm not sure about the second part.
Well, I put it this way, I say you'll drive them back in fashion because you really stand out tonight.
Well, John Garrett said it's the Aston Villa look.
The Aston Villa? She says John's colours have changed. Her instance gone colourblind.
Let's ask John Colhane. John Colhane, what do you make of me Aston Villa gear? Me clobber.
I've been in Villa Park a few times now, Vinny, and I've never seen...
Liam, I'm Liam.
Sorry. I've never seen Claverton Blue worn in such an ensemble, really. You'd raise a few eyebrows if you wore that in Villa Park, I'd have to say.
John, you soldiered through it all. You soldiered through it all. What's the verdict?
Sure, it's Vinny, really. It's all about Vinny at the end of the day, isn't it?
That's no, John, I have to ask
you. It's all about Vinny all the time.
Well, we reckon we should put his after picture in. If only his after picture there was to accompany those press stories there last week or the week before, wouldn't
did
it
he get
be
a bit
great?
Of free publicity, did he?
There was the odd thing about Vinny now in most of the local, if not national press.
Oh, well, I'm delighted to follow.
Read the national press.
Is it true Sean Murphy is gone dodgy on the tie?
On the tie?
Yeah.
No. He's wearing stripes now to accentuate the slimmer figure. The stripes show it up very well.
He's a man awful like Sean Murphy, isn't he?
He is.
Is he a cousin? Is he a nephew, isn't it?
A nephew.
Are you Sean Murphy's nephew?
No, I won't comment on that.
Yes, I'll tell you, he's looking about $200,000, maybe not the full million. And $200,000 is a lot of money nowadays.
Put it to John Colan here, Liam. You put it to John Colan. Who's the winner here tonight in the Ballinrobe GAA?
Sport is the winner.
As contestant now of all our slimmers now, who do you think is the winner there though, John? Do you think I'd come near the top? I'm dressed first.
You'd come near the top, but it's very hard to look past Paddy McTighe, really, with that shirt he has on.
Tiger McTighe. Let's talk to Tiger McTighe.
Tiger McTighe.
Tiger McTighe, where are you? Tiger McTighe.
Hi.
One man has professed that you're the champion so far, the best looking man here tonight. John Colhane has said that. You won't deny that rumour, will you?
It goes without saying. I mean,
who even asked the question?
Exactly, and you should be more foolish now not to ask them questions.
Well, I couldn't be any more foolish than I am.
Well, I know. Yeah, all you have to do is look around. The boys are laughing at you.
with me, Paddy, or at me? Which?
At you.
Oh, that's bad news, Paddy. There was a big event for you, but the engine went in the car halfway through. But you kept it going.
Oh, did you? I pushed it home.
Wasn't the first time, Paddy.
Linda McTighe, your father again does the family proud.
Yes, as always.
And might I say, you are looking at a full million, $1.2 million yourself.
Thank you very much. I feel it too.
You do, indeed. I know about you. And there's Hilary Flannery, formerly Joyce from below the town. Struggled nearly on, but came with a massive burst. A massive burst. And the word is, I'd say, more or less, crossed the line to your target.
Yeah, time.
How was the secret? How were you doing right at the end or wrong at the start?
I don't know.
What's your message to your beloved husband Alan, who's in the US of A tonight? Keep making money, is it? Because you're spending loads tonight, is it?
Fill the suitcase before you go.
Fill the suitcase, kids, clothes for the kids. Real American stuff. Check shorts, turned up trousers. Maybe they'll claret and blue like I'm on myself tonight. Yeah? Bring it on.
Bring it on. Bring it home.
Good stuff. Linda, John Stafford made a burst early on, your husband.
Oh, yeah.
Did he stick with it?
Slightly.
I think he looks pretty well.
He's doing all right. Yeah? Just get him out slimming world next to me and we'll be all right.
And what about your nephew Jay, born halfway through this? Is Loretta here tonight, no?
No, not here tonight, but...
It was in Keith great to come out.
Wasn't it great to be let out?
Good stuff, thank you very much. And one word from Damien O'Kelly. Not alone did this man go well, but this morning I met him in the green and there wasn't a milkman up around town.
Well, Liam, I'm afraid to stop, to be honest. Because if I stop, I'll go back to the way it was, you know?
And you're like the film Speed. If this bus stops, it could crash.
And it's thanks to you, yourself and Brian Gold and all the team there that really pushed me. And I hope we keep it going.
No bother, we'll be there again next Sunday morning.
Well, please God.
Damien O'Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you, Liam.
Thank you.